Okay, let's get going. So, Gregor, what was the motivation for undertaking your epic walk in Bruce's footsteps?
2 years ago, I followed Bonnie Prince Charlie's route after the Battle of Culloden, and he was in the Highlands for 5 months. And I was the first person to walk that route, and it was just over 500 miles, and did that in 6 weeks. And afterwards, I wrote a book about Charlie, Meg and me. So I was looking for a follow-up. Mm-hmm. Bruce had a happy ending to his career, unlike Bonnie Prince Charlie's,
which
went gradually downhill.
Yeah.
So I looked for a follow-up, and of course it's 700 years since Bannockburn, so I thought Bruce was the perfect character.
Excellent.
And Bruce did a lot of travelling through Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So how did you go about researching the route?
I checked in some of as many of the history books as I possibly could, and I used Barrow's account of Robert the Bruce's reign, which is one of the best accounts.
Yeah.
And I checked that out, and I found out the places he was, and then I tried to pick the most accurate and interesting routes as well that I possibly could.
Yeah.
To get between the places.
Perfect. Okay, so what's been your favourite Historic Scotland site you've visited so far?
Well, I thought Bothwell Castle was really fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really so impressive. And it's such a surprise to see such a major stronghold there. I wasn't expecting it to be so big. Yeah, Bothwell Castle.
Yeah, excellent. So have you got any funny stories from your trip so far?
Funny stories. Well, even just half an hour ago, a lady saw me and Meg walking and asked, she on the other side of the street, and she saw us and asked if we were camping, shouted across the street if we were camping. I said yes, we were. She crossed the street, gave us a huge bar of chocolate, and said that welcome to Edinburgh, and she used to dance with Sean Connery at the Pally, and she was at the Pally in 1944, and for her 85th birthday she got a big tattoo. And she showed me the tattoo.
Oh, wow. Where was the tattoo? Are you going to see? Phew.
And that was for her 81st birthday.
Oh,
she got
wow.
her tattoo. So that was just an hour ago that it happened. So that was a great
brilliant.
Welcome to Edinburgh.
Excellent. And
so Meg has, really generates a lot of attention. And that's
absolutely.
The thing that,
yeah, she's a gorgeous dog, isn't she?
I'm not just like a hairy guy walking down the street. A hairy guy with a cute dog. And that really helps.
Perfect. So following on from that, any unexpected challenges cropped up?
In the Galloway Hills, there was gale force winds, and so I suppose that was the weather in the Galloway Hills, a wee bit unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a bit of difficulty in the top of there, but one of the best experiences I got was the cloud parted a little bit, and I could see down to my left off the ridge that was a bothy just 2 or 3 kilometres away. So that would give me shelter for the night. So
perfect.
We dived off the hill, got there, and the bothy was open, and there was firewood, so we were able to get dried out.
Excellent, great. So where's next on the journey?
I'm walking down the Royal Mile, and I'll catch the Robert the Bruce statue at St Giles Kirk, and then I'm going down to Holyrood Abbey,
mm-hmm.
and that's where the Treaty of Northampton was signed in 1329 that established Scotland's independence and peace between Scotland and England,
mm-hmm.
so a very important place at the time. And then I'm heading down, continuing my journey down the east coast to Berwick and Tweed.
Wow. And you said the John Muir Way as well,
you're going to use the John Muir Way and then the Berwickshire Coastal Path.
Wow.
And then I'll come back to finish at Bannockburn on the 20th of May.
Yep.
And I'll be coming back via the Border Abbey so I can visit Melrose Abbey where Bruce's hat
Brilliant.
Is buried.
Great. So any plans for after? You're just going to have a wee rest?
Well, I'll have to start writing my book right away while the memories are fresh.
Yeah.
I've been taking pictures, as many as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I've been used my dictaphone to record things as they happen,
mm-hmm.
and then I write notes at night, so that's all that with my memory. I'll
mm-hmm.
kind of put all that together.
Brilliant.
To write my book.
Excellent. So when do you expect the book to be?
Yeah, that'll be next Easter.
Easter.
I'll finish it, I'll write it this year, and then it'll be published over the winter.
Brilliant.
And so it should be out for next Easter time.
Excellent. We'll look out for it. I think that's us.